Hello, I'm Chris Barrow with the BBC News. Vladimir Putin has issued a stark warning to Western governments not to allow Ukraine to use long-range missiles supplied by them against targets inside Russia itself. He said it would change the essence of the conflict, as our Russia editor Steve Rosenberg explains.
President Putin made it clear that if the West lifts restrictions on Ukraine using long-range Western missiles to strike Russian territory, he would treat that as the direct participation of NATO countries in the war in Ukraine. The Kremlin leader indicated that Moscow would take appropriate decisions based on the threats created. He provided no specific details of how Russia might respond. But Vladimir Putin is clearly raising the stakes. Western leaders will now have to decide which is greater, the danger of escalation or the need to allow Kyiv to use long-range Western missiles to strike Russia.
Donald Trump has ruled out holding another US presidential debate with Kamala Harris. The Republican candidate told supporters in Arizona that he had clearly won the encounter against his Democratic rival. He was speaking at his first election rally since the debate on Tuesday, in which he was widely considered to have fared poorly. Our correspondent Jenny Kumar is in Washington.
There were two snap polls. They surveyed a small number of people. One was 600, one was around 2,000 people. The respondents to those surveys said that they thought Harris had won it. There has been also people from both sides of the political spectrum saying that they felt that Harris came across better. And, of course, the Harris campaign seemed very keen to go at it again. We heard Kamala Harris saying that basically they owe it to voters to have another debate.
The president of Senegal has dissolved parliament and called early elections 2 years ahead of schedule. Bassirou Diomaye Faye set November the 17th as the date for the polls. Youssef Taha reports.
In a brief televised address, the Senegalese leader said that working with the opposition-dominated National Assembly was an illusion. President Faye accused it of hindering his reform plans. He said the Assembly had turned its back on the people of Senegal after its members refused to start discussions on a budget law and rejected efforts to dissolve wasteful state institutions. The president, a former tax inspector who is Senegal's youngest ever leader, came to office last April, promising to tackle corruption and to fix the economy.
The United States is proposing that two African nations should be granted permanent seats in the UN Security Council. Washington's ambassador to the United Nations has also proposed one rotating seat for small island nations. But Linda Thomas-Greenfield is not recommending that the new members be given the powers of veto bestowed on the current five permanent members. This is the World News from the BBC. Thousands of people in Peru have been paying their respects to the late President Alberto Fujimori, who died at the age of 86 after serving prison time for corruption and human rights abuses. Long queues have formed outside the Culture Ministry in Lima, where his body is lying in state. The Peruvian President, Dina Boluarte, has declared 3 days of national mourning. The head of the New York Police Department has resigned a week after his phone was seized as part of an FBI investigation. Edward Caban said he'd become a distraction for the force. Mayor Eric Adams has named an interim commissioner. It's the latest setback for Mr. Adams, who's subject to a lawsuit alleging sexual assault, which he denies. Indigenous leaders in Brazil have been celebrating the return of a sacred cloak that had been on display at a Danish museum for more than 300 years. The cloak, which is almost 2 metres long, is made of thousands of feathers from the scarlet iris bird. It's being officially unveiled at a ceremony attended by President Lula da Silva. Here's our America's regional editor, Leonardo Rocha.
This cloak was sacred for the Tupinambá people. It was used in religious, spiritual ceremonies. What's important to say here is this is part of a Brazilian government effort to recover thousands of indigenous items that are in museums abroad. The day before this was returned to Brazil, a museum in Lille returned 600 artifacts to Brazil. So that's part of a message to restore historical injustice and to give dignity to the Brazilian indigenous peoples.
Researchers say they've solved the mystery of the origins of a seismic signal that shook the Earth for 9 days in September last year. Geologists have pinned it down to a massive landslide which caused a tsunami in a remote fjord in Greenland. A whole mountaintop had collapsed, sending a large volume of rock slamming into the water. That's the latest BBC News.